Right now, though, it's about time that we do this.
BBC introducing.
Now, across the course of this week, we are linking up with some of those BBC introducing specialists from across the country. BBC introducing, just in case you didn't know about BBC introducing, it is the BBC's initiative that supports unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar musicians across the BBC. Now, us here at BBC Radio 1 Extra, well, our commitment to BBC introducing is every week we playlist one track from the BBC introducing uploader that has been sent to us by a local BBC introducer. Radio DJ. Now, over the course of the past few months, there has been so many BBC introducing records on the playlist from an area that is very, very close to my heart. An area that I grew up in, an area that I still go back to, not as regularly as I should do, but I still definitely go back to. An area where a legendary DJ called Dean Jackson has been preaching the gospel of new music on BBC Radio Nottingham for years via the Beat on the Beep, aka BBC Radio Nottingham's own BBC introducing show. And Dean Jackson, because he couldn't be bothered to leave Nottingham, joins us via the line right now. Dean, how you doing, mate?
I was expecting this. I heard you doing this last night about me. It's more complicated than that, Mr. Jam.
I know, but never let the truth get in the way of a good story. Come on, you should know this.
I know.
How are things, Dean?
Yeah, they're really good, actually. The whole area at the moment, the whole of the East Midlands, Nottingham, Derby, Lincoln, Leicester, it's just alive with music, Mr. Jam. It's just a phenomenal, phenomenal time for us at the minute. It's just unbelievable.
Well, it always has been, to be brutally honest. I think the one thing that I always used to call Nottingham Syndrome is that, you know, we always used to sit around as music makers and DJs and whatever in our own little crews, and we used to go, oh, the world doesn't care about Nottingham. The world doesn't care about East Midlands. We need to make them care. We need to make them care. And what seems to have happened is we've had some artists that have really made the world care about what it is that we do in the East Midlands.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in no small part, thanks to BBC Introducing, actually, I mean, it's been responsible for a lot of what's happened here. Mm. Because, you know, as you say, it's very easy to be in central England and think that you're overlooked by A&R scouts and all the rest of it. And that has been true. I mean, you know that the talent has been thriving here for a very long time.
Yeah.
And the secret, I think, is to get the message out there, to get the music out there. And that's exactly what BBC Introducing is about, and does it with great success, thanks to good people like yourself.
Well, it's not good to people like me. It's good people like you, Dean, who's literally at the coalface of new music. The people that have to go through and sift through. Let's be honest, there's a lot of rubbish that's sent into BBC Introducing. But you have to go through a lot of muck to find the diamond.
And there are lots of diamonds as well. That's absolutely true. And you'll be hearing some of them tonight. And, you know, it is constantly amazing to listen to the music. We get hundreds of tracks through every week. And you're right. I mean, there are some that we wouldn't air. That's absolutely true. But the quality, you know, and it's been interesting to watch this evolving over months and years. Mm. The quality is rising and rising and rising all the time.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think a lot of it is due to people being able to have the technology to record stuff at home now and to make a really good job of it. You know, why would you pay to go into a really expensive recording studio that can cost hundreds if not thousands of pounds when you can be at home in your bedroom making beats and, you know, and putting compression on it and adding a bit of reverb and all of those things that you used to have to pay a fortune to do? You can do it on your PC now or on your Mac or whatever, can't you?
Absolutely. But it can't just be about technology. You know, when we think of the East Midlands these days, a lot of people are talking about Harley Blue. Mm. People are talking about, obviously, Liam Bailey. People are talking about, obviously, Jake Bug. Why do you think it seems to have come together so well for the East Midlands over recent times?
There's a very supportive environment here at the moment, I think. Talent is nurtured now. And right across musical genres, people are prepared to go out and to go to gigs and watch music by bands that, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, they might not have entertained. You know, people accept now that the value is in going to see the music, irrespective of whether it's your genre. If you happen to be making dubstep, then there's nothing wrong with going to a drum and bass night. People will mix and match their styles now and go to all sorts of different things. And there's a lot of collaboration going on as well. I hear lots of people who 3 or 4 years ago were happy to make an instrumental tune going out shopping now, if you like, for a good vocalist. And, you know, the online networking is there, so you can go out and you can find the person with the perfect voice for your beats and to augment it and just to lift it to a new level.
Now, for you, Dean, do you find that you're being sent more of one particular genre from the East Midlands?
No, it varies tremendously, actually. Guitar music is a bit down at the moment, but, you know, in terms of dance music, it's just a very exciting time, really. And it stretches through from the really soulful stuff through to reggae, through to dubstep. So the whole lot's bubbling. It's like a really exciting cauldron of all sorts of musical genres at the moment.
What's really pushing your buttons at this moment in time? Other than these three that you've chosen tonight, who are you really, really excited to hear from?
Well, there's some brilliant artists. Charlie Drew is one from around here. He's doing good stuff at the moment and has got some more stuff out in the near future as well. Two Tone, who's doing stuff through CRS, Big Trev's label, for quite some time. He's got some really exciting new material out there as well. Bank or Great Scott, Jar Digger. Look, there's just so much going on. I scarcely know where to start, really. You mentioned Harley Blue as well, who has just got a voice to die for. She is amazing.
I've been waiting for music to be able to play from her for a long time.
Yeah, you and me both.
Well, no, you got there. You got the session. I've seen it. I've watched it numerous times.
She's a rare talent.
She is. But this is the thing, though. There's so many rare talents in the East Midlands. Mm. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to comprehend sometimes, really. We're very lucky, you know, really very, very lucky. And the other thing that we're lucky about is the fact that you know, these artists support BBC Introducing as well. It goes both ways. You know, we've had artists that have gone on to do really big things and they always come back. They're always very grateful, always, you know, supporting and sort of expanding on what we do.
Well, Dean, let's get into your top three. So basically what we've asked you to do, and everyone that is taking part in the show across the course of the week, is to pick three artists, three acts that you're really, really feeling excited about at the moment that have recently come through BBC Introducing. A very hard task for someone like yourself, right?
Yeah, really difficult. I mean, I've lost sleep over this, Mr. Jam. Because there are so many people I could have gone with, so it's been a really tough deal.
Sorry, Dean,
but
sorry.
No, really, it's been an interesting one as well. So I've chosen three for you here, and kind of in third place, if you like, One Bomb, and the track we're going to hear in a minute is called Takeover. Now, these are an outfit, largely a trio from Derby and from Nottingham, and what I like about them is they started out as DJs and producers, people like Psy2 and Shooks, who's been doing amazing drum and bass for a good few years. And now they're involving vocalists like Adja, who you'll hear shortly. And they've got together now a live outfit. So One Bomb, a brilliant outfit from around here, coming out of the studio and onto a stage near you sometime. It's a festival stage, I suspect, sometime over the summer.
This is called Takeover. BBC Introducing East Midlands, taking over BBC Radio 1 Extra, Mr. Jam at the controls. Dean Jackson is with us.
Hey.
Hey, Dean. I really like this.
It's good, isn't it?
It's really good. It feels sunshiny.
Yeah, and you know, they do a whole range of styles as well. We've been playing their music on the programme for well over a year now. And they do branch out across all sorts of stuff. They did a track called Junglist, which is a really different kettle of fish, and one called Roll the Dice, which was mellow. So that they do the beats in all sorts of styles.
Nice, nice. And you say that they've turned themselves into a kind of a live act as well.
Exactly that, yes. I know they've got high hopes for the festival season. And again, you mentioned the session with Harley Blue that you saw on our YouTube channel. And if you look a little bit above that, then One Bomb came in about, I don't know, probably a couple of months ago and did one. And it's just a sensation. Thing to watch. They're really entertaining. They really go for it. And you know, it is tough, isn't it, to make that transition from being behind the decks to standing on a stage entertaining a festival crowd. But they've really got it sussed.
It feels as though right now we're in the era where beat makers are coming out from behind their keyboards and becoming kind of front of stage superstars. They're the new rock stars, aren't they?
They absolutely are. Yes, they are. And you know, it takes a bold person to do that. But if you just risk it, if you just go for it, then it really can pay off and work fantastically. We have a stage at a festival called the Why Not Festival, which is up near Matlock in Derbyshire.
Yeah.
And over the past few years, we've been putting on BBC Introducing acts, and it's been fascinating to watch over the time. We've seen more and more producers turning into musicians and doing stuff like One Bomb are doing there.
Well, what's the live music scene like in the East Midlands at this moment in time?
It's unbelievable. There's so much going on. You know, at the UK Festival Awards a few weeks ago, then the East Midlands virtually scooped the board for getting the various prizes. You know, it's a national set of awards, but you know, I've mentioned the Why Not Festival. They did very well. All sorts of other things going on. Festivals seem to be breaking out and starting all the time. There's the Strawberry Fields Festival, which is including more dancey stuff as well in Leicester. There's the Dot to Dot Festival, which is an urban festival taking place across all of the venue, or many of the venues in Nottingham.
Yeah.
And what's been interesting about the Dot to Dot Festival is over the past few years, it started out as kind of wanting to have all national names there. And they've been taking risks recently and putting more and more local artists on. And do you know what? The crowds, they keep on coming because there is this appetite to go out and see great local music and again to experience new sounds.
Speaking of which, that brings us very nicely on to number two, an artist that I've heard of Riasha, and I heard of Riasha years ago.
Yeah.
Back in my days of working at CRS, and back
there
in my days of working at Take One, and back in my days of working with Joe Buddha, Riasha was always seeming to be around as a vocalist that everybody wanted to work with.
Yeah, and she's taken it to a new level now. You know, and she's got this track out called Dare to... Well, it's not actually out yet. It's coming out soon, called Dare to Dream.
Mm.
And her voice... You know, I've been following her for a couple of years now, and her voice just becomes more and more refined, and she can seemingly turn her vocal cords to almost any style. At the moment, she's performing in London. She's in The Lion King, of all things, in the West End at the moment, so she can do that. But equally, her soulfulness, the silkiness of her voice is just to die for, I think.
Let's get into it. This is Dare to Dream by Riasha. BBC introducing, taking over BBC Radio 1 Extra, Mr. Jam at the controls, Dean Jackson, back home for me in Nottingham.
Hey.
So how is it broadcasting from Nottingham to the East Midlands?
Oh, it's great. I mean, we're in one of the few studios, I think, that has an external window, so I'm looking out over the Lace Market right now.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice. I miss the Lace Market.
It's dark and freezing, so don't miss it too much.
Don't miss the Lace Market that much. We look out of our windows and we get Regent Street, and brutally honest, I prefer to look at Lace Market.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's just because I'm from Nottingham. Have I said I'm from Nottingham? Have I stressed that
it's
enough?
It's important.
It's very important. I don't sound like all the rest of these Southerners. I can say bath and bus and everything, and they don't like it.
And grass.
Yeah. Grass, yes, definitely. It brings us to your number one pick for 2013, Dean.
Yeah, somebody who I found... performing at a new festival actually called the Branch Out Festival, which is designed to celebrate all that's happening around here, put on across a number of venues in Nottingham.
Yeah.
And it was held at Antenna, which is part of the Confetti Studio, and this guy came along to perform, and it was utterly mesmerizing to watch him. You know, every now and again you're there, you see an unsigned artist who steps onto a stage and you think, you have got it. And this guy really has. His name is Addy Sullivan, and this is called Why Running Away.
Addy Sullivan, Running Away. As chosen by Dean Jackson, BBC introducing East Midlands. Now, earlier today, Addy joined us here at One Extra Towers, and he put together a little something for us. I'll play that for you in a second, but first, let's find out a little bit more about the man behind that voice.
BBC introducing.
I first got into music at, I guess it was secondary school, where they set up like a soul band for me, where I played like covers. It was kind of like a function band, and that's when I really started singing, I guess. I wrote my first song when I was applying to get into university. Basically, they asked, they wanted to show, to see if you could songwrite, so that's when I actually first finished my first song. Otherwise, I was just kind of jamming out ideas, but I never really finished anything. So it was only until about 2 years I finished a song. What really started me listening to music that was outside of the charts was Jimi Hendrix, and then obviously I explored all, like, the 60s era. Then in the 50s, and then I got into, like, Amy Winehouse. So then I looked at vocalists she was checking out, like Sarah Vaughan and Chet Baker and stuff, and then... I had like a big hip-hop phase as well. I just listened to hip-hop for like 2 years, and now I'm listening to kind of more like neo-soul R&B stuff like D'Angelo and Anthony Hamilton, Erykah Badu, stuff like that. Just a whole mix, really. But definitely like my main influences vocally are Amy Winehouse, because she really, I guess, made me think that you can actually, do the kind of music you want to make, make it jazzy and soul-y, and still get played on like chart music, you know what I mean? So that's kind of the main one, I guess. And also people around me as well. So, you know, like Carly Blue and Liam Bailey. Like Nottingham music scene's got a really good scene, so obviously if you're in that environment with the people, then it really helps you progress. If you want to find out more about my music and shows and stuff, then just follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm also on SoundCloud, there's a few tunes on there, so just basically put my name into any search engine and it should come up. My name is Adi Suleiman, that's A-D-Y and then S-U-L-E-I-M-A-N. Yeah, put that into search engines and I should come up, hopefully. The song I'm going to perform for you today is called Serious. It's just a standard tune about a girl. It's kind of like that friends with benefits situation. And, you know, you both kind of said that you don't want to get serious. And then it kind of leads to the point where, you know, getting a bit more serious than you would like. So it's just kind of me saying, whoa, I don't want this. Here's my performance of my tune Serious. Hope you guys enjoy it. Just like to say thank you to Dean Jackson and Mr. Jam for giving me opportunity to play, you know, play on radio. So thanks for that, guys.
BBC introducing.
Both for green, not to get serious.
BBC introducing.
Adi Suleiman, as recorded live and exclusively here at BBC Radio 1 Extra, as BBC introducing to Silver BBC Radio 1 Extra all week this week. Tonight, we have been joined by Dean Jackson. Dean.
He's good, isn't he?
He's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good. He's really special.
Star on the rising. I must mention Farmyard Records and Soundism, who kind of brought him to my attention in the first place. They do great things for local music, so full respect to them.
Definitely. Full respect to you, Dean, because like I say, you're really truly at the coalface of new music, especially covering Leicester, Nottingham, Derby and Lincolnshire. You know, yesterday we had Gareth in from Three Counties going, oh yeah, you know, we've got three counties to deal with. You find that you've got more.
I'll tell you what's been interesting. While I've been talking to you, there's a thing called the BBC Introducing Uploader where you can send your music through, and it's been going berserk with people sending music in. So it's been inspirational for people, I think, this. And if you go to the BBC Introducing website and upload your music there, it will come through to me. If you live in the East Midlands, I'll see it right now and give it a listen straight away. It's been absolutely brilliant, Mr. Jam.
Seriously, if you live in the East Midlands, I'm telling you, Dean is sitting poised, ready and waiting in front of the BBC Introducing Uploader. If you don't live in the East Midlands, don't despair. If you live in the UK, all you have to do is go to the BBC Introducing Uploader, go to bbc.co.uk/introducing. If you upload your music and import all of your details, then it will be sent to your local BBC Introducing team. Not all of them are as good as Dean, I'll be honest. Dean's amazing. I think BBC Introducing Essex are really rubbish. Never mind. Ollie Winneberg, bless him, he's only 12. You know, one day he'll get it. But you know, it will be sent to your local BBC Introducing team, and if they like it, they could be playing and supporting your music on your local BBC Introducing radio show, which is across all of the BBC local radio stations every Saturday night from 8 p.m. And if it's special, they could send it to a national BBC station, whether it be One Extra for the kind of music that we play, whether it be Six Music for the kind of music that they play, whether it be Radio 1, the kind of music that they play, or even if you make weird, surreal jazz, then even Radio 3 might be interesting. Dean, thank you very much.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for inviting me on. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Now, tomorrow night, we've got Sam Bonham from BBC Radio Bristol. Have you met Sam before?
I haven't actually, no.
See, for some reason, I've got a picture in my mind that all of you introducing DJs all talk to each other.
Well, we do meet up from time to time, but we do pass like ships in the night at other times as well.
I heard that Sam smells, that's why everyone leaves him. Telling me.
Look, you were doing this about me last night.
I know!
You're just a habitual trouble causer, Mr.
Yes!
Jam.
Yes, I am. Saturday night, 8 p.m, BBC Radio Nottingham, BBC Radio Derby, BBC Radio Leicester, or BBC Radio Lincolnshire. You can hear the legend that is Dean Jackson preaching the gospel of new music from the East Midlands. Dean, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Take care.
This is BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Oh, what a great feeling to be here in 2030.
It's 2030.